Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendia.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about mastering the art of scriptwriting. I'll provide you with some helpful tips to remember during the scriptwriting process. You've got a great story idea, and you just know it'll be perfect for the big screen. But now what? Perhaps this is your first attempt at scriptwriting, or perhaps you already have a screenplay or two under your belt. Either way, we have a few tips to help make scriptwriting a little easier. Number one, know your craft. While this may seem like an obvious step in the scriptwriting process, it is something that many writers forget. It's great to read novels and nonfiction works, but if you're going to write scripts well, you need to read scripts. Many online databases provide free access to professional scripts. For example, the Internet Movie Script Database, IMSDB, is a great resource, and it has many scripts from recent movies and television shows, and it's worthwhile to spend some time reading over the work of other writers. Another step towards understanding the craft of scriptwriting is to watch movies, plays, and television shows. The key, though, is to not watch passively. Pay special attention to the dialogue, the development of characters, and to how thoughts and feelings are conveyed. Number two, make a blueprint. Tempting as it may be, don't start the scriptwriting process until you have an idea of the overall story. If you don't know how the story is going to end, then writing will often feel like a frustrating and futile exercise. Work out the wrinkles and story details before you begin. Consider creating an outline for your script as part of the pre-writing process. Your outline doesn't have to be detailed, although it certainly can be. A few sentences summarizing what is going on in each scene will be more than sufficient. Number three, speculation or shooting. There are two main types of screenplays: a speculation or spec script and a shooting script. A spec script is what writers use to sell their screenplays, whereas a shooting script is what a director or producer uses to shoot a movie or show. Do not write a shooting script. You don't need to include camera angles or shoot calling in spec scripts. Nor should you include instructions on how the actors should deliver their lines. Concentrate on writing a great story with believable characters and dialogue. Number four, great dialogue takes practice. The hardest thing about script writing is that your dialogue has to convey almost everything. Novel writers have the luxury of internal dialogue and descriptions to convey the story, as well as the thoughts and feelings of their characters. Script writers, however, don't have that option. So dialogue must do the lion's share of the work, and good dialogue is hard to write. You can't write exactly as people talk in real life, yet you still want the characters to sound realistic. How do you do this? Cut out the filler and get right into the meat of conversations. Remember, for a play or movie, you'll only have a few short hours to tell your story. Don't be afraid of witty or snappy writing. People in movies are always funnier, wittier, and smarter than people you'll meet in the street. Number five, action. In script writing, action is what your characters do in a scene. For example, the writer tapped out a few lines, pausing to look out the window. It is important to remember that, when script writing, these scenes are for a future movie, play, or television show. It will ultimately be seen and heard, not read. When writing action, leave out the internal emotion-centered descriptions, explaining why your character is doing something. For example, the following is a full description that does not work in a script. The writer struggled to tap out a few lines, pausing to look at the window, thinking about her looming deadline, the trip she was planning to take, and how she ate too much for lunch. If dialogue and action does not fully convey the internal thoughts of your character, then you must translate these thoughts into something visual or auditory. For example, a flashback might explain why a certain event was upsetting to your character. Of course, the best advice we can give any writer is to just write. Put away your fears and doubts and put pen to paper. Once you've crafted your masterpiece, our manuscript editors would love to go over it for you, eliminating grammatical errors and making sure it's ready for the big screen. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendia.com, because grammar matters.